People from three Pacific Island nations have the right to live and work in the United States thanks to a unique 1986 treaty. But a separate congressional action 20 years ago means they are not eligible for Medicaid, even those who become taxpayers. Many have settled in Oregon, where lawmakers will consider a bill in February that would require the state to subsidize medical care for people from these nations. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
The songs during this church service in Salem might sound familiar to many American Christians. But the words are all in Marshallese. That's the language spoken by people from the Marshall Islands. It's an independent nation made up of more than 1,000 small islands near the equator, about 2,000 miles southwest of Hawaii. There are 8 churches in Salem that cater to the Marshallese. The congregations are largely invisible to the surrounding community, since they typically rent space from other churches. Thousands of Marshall Islanders have made Oregon their home. They can live in the U.S. legally because of a decades-old treaty called the Compact of Free Association, or COFA. The treaty includes 2 other island countries in the Pacific, the Federated States of Micronesia and the Republic of Palau. Many in those nations were uprooted when the U.S. military tested dozens of nuclear weapons in the mid-20th century.
It was a promise that we will, you know, bring you back to your island and you'll be able to go back one day.
David Anatok is president of the Oregon Marshallese community. He says that promise has never been fulfilled. Conditions on some islands have never improved enough to allow residents to return. Anatok introduces me to Jack and Tadi Arujaman. The couple moved to Oregon about a decade ago from tiny Kili Island. Anatok served as my interpreter.
It was hard for us. There wasn't much of anything really on Kili to survive off.
Kili Island is less than half of a square mile. Both Jack and Tadi say their parents were moved there from Bikini Atoll in advance of the weapons testing and were never able to return. Jack says he scratched out a living as a farmer and home builder. He and his wife moved to Oregon to seek out a better life for their kids. But he says now he's facing a series of health problems.
One is diabetes. Being diabetic and not able to afford my medicines makes it very challenging for me. Second is my leg is it's getting weaker and I can't stand on my own.
Tadi Arujaman says she and her husband struggle to pay for his medical care. They're largely supported by their children.
When they get paid, they pay for the bills and other means of needs, like food and for the car and those things. And we don't have enough to pay for our own insurance.
It used to be that people who came to the U.S. under the COFA treaty could apply for Medicaid, the health care program for low-income Americans. But in 1996, Congress stripped that benefit as part of the overhaul of welfare programs. Now here's where the Oregon legislature potentially comes in. Lawmakers will consider a measure that would essentially restore those benefits to about 1,500 people at a cost of $1.8 million. Not through Medicaid, but by helping to pay for insurance through the Affordable Care Act. The bill has 42 co-sponsors. At the Marshallese Church in Salem, an impromptu choir sings a song of thanks for a meal served after the service. Many won't ever be able to afford the airfare back to the island where they grew up. So for now, the chicken and rice are a taste of home. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.